Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a small town treasure hunt.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at ohiocasa.org.
I'm Claire Roth. Newton Falls, in Northeast Ohio, boasts of its covered bridge and waterfalls, but like many small towns across the state, it has struggled to keep its main street windows full. Until now. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker and Kendall Crawford report it's luring visitors in, not with a festival or special convention, but with the prospect of hidden treasure.
Inside the Fieldview Acres Mercantile, owner Tom Colosimo says business here in Newton Falls has been slow for years.
This past winter, there was about six businesses that were already shut down. The coffee shop next door was one of them.
The town needed more visitors. So when he got the idea to host a treasure hunt from a TikTok video, he went all in. He's pretty tight-lipped about his process, but there are some clear ground rules.
Nothing's in the water. You don't have to climb. You don't have to trespass.
The reward, wherever it is hefty. Some $30,000 in cash, jewelry, and gold and silver coins all donated. He says it's been tempting enough to bring up to 200 people a day to the town.
Including two intrepid reporters.
We set off on the hunt.
Equipped exclusively with lessons from Nick Cage in National Treasure.
Each of these three numbers corresponds to a word and a key.
It's a lot easier to find Colosimo's clues. He's been releasing one every other Tuesday since March.
Though both were bound to cut the town in growth, one left its mark in stillness, fixed and known, a counted face that never moved.
That makes me think of like a statue somewhere.
Or a clock. A counted face.
Oh, a counted face. Yes.
We're on our way to find the time when we run into some competition. Lee Dowdy, who has more than just a movie's worth of experience to pull from.
So how do you become a professional treasure hunter?
Believe it or not, in 2015, I fell in a manhole and I was paralyzed. And I kept watching this TV show that come on about two guys flying around the world looking for artifacts and finding them. And I told that cute nurse, I was like, when I get out of here, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to be better than that.
He's recovered. And since that day, the Northeast Ohio resident has unearthed valuable artifacts and now has his sights set on the Newton Falls treasure. He gives us a few tips.
Be patient, understand the maps, understand the cryptic messages, and just going out there on feet instead of just looking for it.
Armed with this advice, we're hot on his tail. We approach a clock tower, its hands fixed on 203, which feels important.
Though we don't know why.
We look around to see a bank depository below it.
And there's a place where you could put in a key, if you found one. If we could find one.
It looks like a promising place to store treasure.
But then
there's a sign on the door that says there's no treasures or clues here.
Oh.
So that's a bust. We make one last-ditch effort to excavate the town's mystery at the local diner.
Could I do the creamy tortellini soup, please?
Absolutely. Do you want a cup or a quart?
Ashley Placer takes her order at Guns N' Hoses Cafe. She tells us we're not the first adventurers to stop in today.
Every time there's a clue drop, we're seeing about 109% increase in sales.
No way.
Yes way.
Most diners these days eat alongside notepads, pens, and maps. They, like us, may not leave with any cash, but Colosimo hopes they can find at least a couple hidden gems.
We're actually doing, if you see those treasure boxes up there on the left, we're filling those with loaded fries.
That's cool. Treasure Hunt Prize is awesome.
Yep. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
And I'm Kendall Crawford in Newton Falls.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you next week.